This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net controller tonight is KC4SKD. My name is Larry and I'm from South Carolina. The interest in from 30 a.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Normal traffic for the net. If so, please call KC4SKD. Most of our bulletins for the net. Please call KC4SKD. Third, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal if you wish to remain on the net for the radio portion. Those stations already checked in are listed, and you need not check in again unless you wish to amend your traffic. First, I'd like to call for EchoLink stations. Any EchoLink stations for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KC4SKD.
Whiskey Hotel 6, Alpha, November Hotel. Call Charlie Alpha Radio Lima, Denver, Colorado. Negative traffic and negative standby, over.
RSKD, recognizing WH6ANH. Carl, good to have you with us, Carl. Any other Echo Link stations, call KC4SKD. We'll now recognize those that have used the pre-net check-in feature. We got W4FCM Fred, N4IEI Isla, K4XMR Mel, KO4ZEW Ben, KG4PFI Don, KG4QLQ Linda, KI4LZI Andy, KC4W Bill, AA4GH Gus, N4JRB James, K4OIM Walter, K4OSH Pat, KI4LJG Robert, KN4RJN John, W4IOE Sid, KA3WPP Howard, and K4ROW Richard. And that's all I have on the list for the pre-net check-ins. Thank you all for using that feature with us tonight. Here's the RF portion, and since tonight's Friday night, we will begin with stations Uniform through Zulu, U through Z of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
4SKD. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 2B Determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on NEP.
4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4XB Tommy. KQ4TBD. Angela, is it correct?
4 Tango Bravo Delta, K4XB Angela. This is Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo.
Okay, correct. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. Any other stations? Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Please call KC4SKD. Move to the next group, Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Evening, Larry. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
4 SKD. Evening, Larry. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
KD. In Whiskey 4, Alpha, Mike, Delta, W4AMD. The name is Bob. Mobile in Greenville. And I'll be negative, negative.
Oscar 4, Delta, Zulu, Sierra, KO4, DZS, Scott in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative.
Cascade D. Here, Miss Rhonda and Annette, please check in. KI4, DOS, Gary. Also, K3, JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic. Good evening to you, Miss Rhonda, and all on the net.
4 SKD, recognizing the KK4 DMW Rick. KK4 ONO Lorena. KM4 MOQ Michelle. KB2 BYQ Dave. W4 AMD Bob. KO4 DZS Scott. KI4 DOS my neighbor Gary. And K3 JOY Joy. Hope everybody's doing okay this evening. Anybody else? Alpha 3 Delta. Call KC4 SKD. The next group. Echo through Hotel E through H. For the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KC4 SKD.
Number 4 Hotel, Hotel Charlie. N4HHC Warren. And Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. It's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight, Larry. Thanks for calling on that, sir.
South Carolina, I'm in and out.
C4 SKD, Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Recognizing N4HHC Warren, KO4HKX, Patrick, another one of our net controllers. W4FHJ Gene, W4GYL George, and we thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else? Echo through hotel, call KC4 SKD or net control. Go to the next group, India through Lima, I through L. For the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KC4 SKD. KD looking for stations, I through L, call KC4 SKD.
4 SKD. Thank you for repeating the call. Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. We will be in and out tonight, and I hope everybody has a good evening. 73.
AD, recognizing KK4 JBQ Larry and his wife Donna, KC4 MFK. Good to have y'all with us tonight. Hope you're doing okay. Anybody else? I through L, call KC4 SKD. Go to the next group, Mike through P for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call KC4 SKD.
SKD. Please check in N4, NL, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim. Juliet, in your mic. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in and out, please. Good evening, you and everybody on that.
KD in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing N4 NLR Jim. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing okay. Anybody else? Mike through Papa. Call KC4SKD. Link stations. Anybody out there on Echo Link for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call KC4SKD or Net Control.
KC4SKD, Larry, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa, Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net, no traffic, no RAQ.
4SKD recognizing KA4PQA, Stephen. Hope you're doing okay. Stephen, let's see, what was the next group? Let's go with stations Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KC4SKD or net control.
KC4SKD. Hi, good evening, Eric. Larry, please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
4SKD. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty. And I will be named him in there. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Chris.
Check in, Kilo, Quebec, 4, Quebec, Hotel, Victor, KQ4QHV. This is Nick. I'm over in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out.
4SKD, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet, Bill and Calpan. I'll be negative and negative.
KD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing WU2T Rusty, KO4QLG Chris, KQ4QHV Nick, KK4TRJ Bill. And thank you all for checking in with us tonight. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD, good evening, Larry. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in N0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Sorry to be late tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net. Hey, Rusty, and hey, Chris.
Hey, Tom.
KD and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net recognizing N0TR Tom. Thank you, Tom. You're not late. We're have gone all the way through the Alpha through Zulu group yet, which we were about to do, but anybody else, Quebec through Tango, call KC4SKD or net control. All the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KC4SKD.
Net control. And out, this is Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ 4. BKI. Check. We're in Rocky over your average. Dead ring.
KD. Hear you on a Friday night, sir. Appreciate you running the net and getting us all together again on a Friday night. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Larry. No traffic, no comments tonight. 73, doing everyone on the net.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We got KJ4BKI Jack, AK4HR Mike. Thank y'all for checking in with us. Anybody else? Alpha through Zulu. Call KC4SKD. We secure the formal portion. Stations Alpha through Zulu. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KC4SKD or net control. This is KC4SKD, now securing the formal portion of the net, and we want to thank everybody for checking in. All stations in the rag tube portion of the net, and let's call for additional stations as we go along. The first one I got on the rag tube list, there's a question mark, is KI4DOS. Gary, did you stick around for rag tube?
KD in the net, KI4DOS. Yeah, I stayed around, Larry. I got to thinking about it after I checked in. I said, well, you know, maybe I should have went and said something other than no traffic, but you caught it, and I appreciate that. We had a good day over here today. Didn't do that much. Just kind of took it easy. I got out yesterday and did some yard work and cut the grass and did some weed eating and Yeah, got all chubbed up because it was so dry. I tell you, we could still use a little bit more rain over here, but we do was what we get. And so I really didn't do a whole lot outside today. I've still got to go out there and do some stuff and get some things accomplished. Got another dumpster coming. I've got all kinds of garbage and trash out there in the yard. Instead of loading my truck and trailer and me having to load it and then go unload it, I figured I'd just call the guy, bring me a dumpster. And I load it in there and he hauls it off and takes care of the rest of it. I don't worry about it after it leaves the yard. So that's about what I've done today, Larry.
Good. My brother had to do that one time, have a dumpster delivered to his yard. Randall did that a few years ago, if I remember correctly, and sometimes you just got to do that. But how's your building coming? Gary, I thought about that the other day. I just wondered how it's doing.
Well, it's in process. I hadn't heard anything from the folks that in scheduling. So I called them Wednesday, and a guy called me back and said that he's working on it. He just doesn't have a firm date yet. And I said, well, can you give me a ballpark figure? And he said, well, he said in the next 2 weeks, he hopes. It may be three, he said, but, you know, he hoped to get it in the next 2 weeks, but if not, it would be in the next 3 weeks. So I'm still kind of on hold as far as that goes, but everything else is done and ready out there waiting on the building to get here. And the only thing I really hate about it, Larry, is they wanted a picture of the pad, with nothing on it. I told them, I said, well, it's got a barn on it right now. I said, I'm going to tear it off before the building gets here. And they said, well, we got to see a picture of the pad before we send it on over to scheduling. So I messed myself up by not having the barn torn down before I ordered it. So I set myself back about 4 weeks.
Anyway, maybe they'll get it scheduled here before too long and you'll get it done. I know that'll be great to have that accomplished. Yeah, but it always is better when you get something like that accomplished and where you can use it. But I'm still working on the car a little bit. I made the mistake of reusing the heater hoses. They look fine, but I put them on and one of them started leaking. So I had to go order heater hoses, and I just figured, going to order one, might as well order both of them. And I hadn't driven the car yet, but I tell you, as hard as these hoses were to put on, it better not leak, because it was all I could do to get them on the fittings.
And that completely. Well, I'm sorry that you had a heater hose start leaking, but that does happen. I know you've been taking your time with the car and making sure everything's done properly and checking it over twice before you put it, get everything back together and you start driving it. So that's always a good thing to do. At least I think it is. That it goes, you can pay me now or pay me later. I'd rather just go ahead and be done with it and get it done to start with and not have to worry about it for a good long while. Other than the routine maintenance type stuff.
I did drive it to work last week, and I did so until I got to notice the coolant dropping in the recovery bottle. I thought, something wrong here. And so I put it in the garage and got, checking it out one day, and sure enough, the back of one of the heater hoses is all wet. So, okay, time to park it. So, yeah, but I hope to check it out tomorrow. And the grill, I bought a new grill part. It's got this little rubber surround. Well, the adhesive on it don't want to work. So I went to
Lowe's and bought some of that Gorilla Glue, and I got to put that on too before I can put the new grill on it, because I don't want to drive it around without a grill.
It won't hurt it to drive around without a grill. It just makes it look, won't make it look as pretty. You know, when you got a grill on there, it makes it look more finished. But the grill doesn't affect anything much other than the appearance of it. Doesn't do anything for your radiator or nothing of that nature. If a big rock pops up, it might deflect that, but if a grill's big enough, it's going to go through there anyway, and if it's going to hit your radiator, I guess it will, but I don't know, Larry, I'm kind of the same way. If it's on there, I want it to be on there regardless.
I'd rather get it put in place like it's supposed to be. The old grills is cracking, and it's still usable, but it had 8 fasteners holding it on originally, and only 3 of them were on it, so you can imagine it was loose and rattling there. But yeah, I'll be glad to hopefully get all this done tomorrow. And I gotta go. We got a fence over here with a little oak tree growing up, and I gotta go cut that little tree down or it's going to tear their fence up. So that's something I'm going to try to get up in the morning and get done before it gets hot.
That's not the least bit in the world. I don't know if you can get to the roots of that thing or not, that little oak tree, but if you can get down to the roots, I'd take a shovel and try to get up as many of the roots as I could, because if you don't, it's going to sprout back up. Unless you put something on it that is going to kill the roots. And that's just something that happened to me over here, Larry.
Man, we're probably going to put something on it, because it is aggravating to get to. There's actually 2 fences here, and it's growing up between both fences. And on the north end, on up in there, there's 2 fences. And you can walk between them, but I look, there's poison oak, and I'm very allergic to that stuff. I, you can ask Rhonda, I about go paranoid over that stuff.
Same way, poison oak don't like me, and I don't like it. I've got a little bit left out here in the yard. I've got rid of most of mine, and I sprayed it with some. Well, the stuff that you kill it with, it's like a grass killer, but it's for weeds and poison oak. And that's pretty hard to kill. The best way to get rid of it, if you've got some friends or that's got goats or sheep, or I guess it's goats, I guess. Not necessarily sheep, but goats. Put them out there and they'll eat it, have a bit of it, and it won't be there long. They'll eat the roots and all, but I don't like poison oak and poison ivy and stuff like that. I try to keep that out of the yard. I'm not quite as bad as I was at one time, let me rephrase that. It has not happened recently that the dogs have been in the poison oak, and I've been out there petting on the dogs, and it got on me off of the past, but it hasn't happened recently.
Well, tell you what, let me see if we got any more check-ins, Gary, and I'll be back to you in just a minute. KC4SKD and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, do we have additional stations all the way through the alphabet? I'll tell you, something happened to me. This is about, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago. We had a tree in the backyard that needed to be cut down, and this was in the wintertime. So I got the saw out, and went out there and cut it, and evidently one of the little vines that was running up on the outside of that tree was poison oak. And that stuff splattered all over my stomach. And it about drove me nuts for about 2 weeks. I thought I was going to have to go to the doctor and get a shot.
Put it in the wintertime. The worst I think I ever had it, Larry, was I was burning some limbs and brush that I picked up out of the yard, not remembering that I had thrown some poison oak vines in there on that pile. And I got in the smoke. And, boy, you talking about tearing you up. Now, I got it up both arms and oh, gosh, just everywhere the smoke got just about. Had it in my ears. And I don't ever want to get it like that again. I did have to go get a shot at that point in time.
Good grief, I can't imagine that happening. That'd really be bad. I remember when I was a kid, at the drugstore, you could buy this stuff called T4L. That was in the 60s, and you could put that stuff on it, and it would burn like crazy, but it would get rid of the poison oak irritation on you fairly quick. I don't know if you've ever heard that or not. But we used to have some of that. We had a bottle of that at home when we were kids.
I haven't heard of that particular remedy. What I used, my uncle was a pharmacist, and it was an over-the-counter, it was like calamine lotion, but it wasn't. It was called Sulfur Deal. It had a lot of sulfur in it, and I don't know what all that, you know, the chemicals in it were, but it worked real well. And I haven't seen it in years either. It seems like when you get something that actually works on the market, they take it off. They take it away from us. If it works and does a good job, you know, I don't know that that's actually true, but it seems like that's what happened to that.
That 100%. I have seen that happen before too. Something that's doing good, they take it off the market. Anyway, well, I guess I'll keep me informed on your building progress, Gary. I know that's aggravating having to wait like that, but maybe it won't be long till I get it done and you'll be able to use it. Tell me again, you might have told me before, but how big is the pad?
Case anybody cares, let the man on the mountain have his say. Larry, the pad is 24 by 24. The building actually comes 24 by 25, and they said, well, you going to pour an extra foot of concrete out there to put it on? I said, no, you going to cut the building down. I said, that's why I'm special ordering this building. And we had to go round and round about that a little bit, but it wasn't too bad. And like I said, I did not realize that they had to have a picture of the pad before they would send it to scheduling and that sort of thing. So had I known that in advance, I would have waited a little bit till I got everything taken care of. The worst part about the whole deal is that all my stuff is out there in two buildings. I can get to my toolbox. I put it in last so I could get to it in two little metal outbuildings, and then it's in two trailers that are covered up with tarps. And, you know, I had a buddy come over and do some brickwork for me, and I told him, I said, I'd help you, but I can't get to my trowel. I said, I don't even know where it's at. He said, what size is it? I said, it's a 13-inch trowel. He said, I use an 11-inch. He said, you need to throw that 13-inch away and get your 11-inch. I said, why? He said, because they're easier to control. And he's a big mason. He's been doing it a lot of years, so I told him I would take his advice on that. But I wanted to find the one I got to start with. Other than that, Larry, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Sound like you got a good net going. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. Enjoy talking with you, and we'll do it again real soon there, young man. Y'all take care. KC4SKD in the net. KI4DOS.
Thanks for coming back with some rag to you, and I'll tell Rhonda you said hello. She's in there watching. I think it's Green Acres is on about this time. So, anyway... Yeah, and y'all take care. Anybody else out there in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KC4SKD, looking for stations Alpha through Zulu.
Control. And Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray. That's KI-4, KCX. My name is Jerry. My location is Gray Court. Check me in and out tonight.
4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Recognizing KI-4, KCX, Jerry in Gray Court. Good to have you with us tonight, Jerry. Anybody else? Stations Alpha through Zulu. Call KC4SKD or Net Control. I missed anybody for comments or other check-ins. Call KC4SKD. Third, I think it's about takes care of it for tonight. And I forget who's calling the net tomorrow evening, but be sure to call in and give them a good check-in list tomorrow night. Please stand by for net report. KC4SKD, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I want to thank everybody for checking in. Hope everybody's having a good evening. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.